Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. If you dare to be out of order tonight to reach God, if you dare to be out of protocol tonight to reach God, I tell you, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you.
The wall break down. The saints should break forth with joy.
Light and fire and vigor, vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop Professor Benson in the house. Hallelujah!
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah!
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
I believe in healing, but I believe in health. Health is 1,000,000 times better than healing. To live without sickness. You say you are bragging. I brag because of the mercy of God. I believe that there's no medicine on earth as good as health. When you are well, you don't need doctors. And one of the greatest medicines that God ever made for Christians to swallow every day. Say, Merry Heart. Say that. Say it. There's a difference between anointing and ordination. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. The church should see herself as a healer and not the sick. As a loser and not the bound. As a blesser and not the poor. When Jesus said, bless the poor, he was telling you, my brother, who is rich, bless the poor. See, is never afraid of river. Young ministers are always afraid. Oh, somebody wants to take my ministry. If people come near me, they are going to know my secret. The greatest secret about secret is that there's no secret. Say with me, we are not ashamed.
We are not ashamed
of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, I recommend that you agree to be in our Bible school for 3 days. How many of you are happy that this ministry is growing? Aren't you happy that we are now organized? Huh? You see this place beautiful, that place beautiful, this place beautiful, here beautiful, here beautiful. The church is growing. I just told the pastor tonight, the senior pastor tonight, if you have faith to knock the back, God has power to bring the people in. God can never give you more than what you vision. If you have faith to increase here, this side 100 more, that side 200 more, God has the ability to bring people in. Because no fish can be bigger than the size of the water. Did you hear me? And dead hen never hatch fresh eggs. I've watched this ministry from when it was small to when it's getting big now. But every time you take a step of faith, and that's one of the things I want, I was telling Sister Reed this evening. The Lord told me to speak on a subject in June in our School of Wisdom, how to do great things with the little you have. This is a ministry that God has placed his hands upon, and it shall never diminish but increase from strength to strength. And anything that must be big should start small. And I thank God that this is one of them. Three scriptures tonight that gave me wisdom to know how to live in health for over 30 years now. Three scriptures that has helped me to be a pastor of one of the big churches on health, where people live in health 365 days of the year. How many will say amen to that?
Amen.
We'll start with scripture number one. James chapter 5. If you are here tonight, respond to whatever we are going to learn. Put head in there, how to live in health 365 days of the year. How many of you know that the Bible says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee?
Amen.
Good. You believe that? You heard the song by the choir tonight. Jesus died on the cross. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace were laid on him, and by his stripes we were healed. And that's what Peter also said in the epistle that he wrote to the church. By his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53 says that. He says that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace were laid on him. By his stripes were we healed. We believe in that. But many times when we are sick, we are confused whether the word "ye were healed" means "ye shall be healed." And many times when we meet like this, you think that the purpose of meeting like this is for us to be healed, which is good. But the church must not live a life of constant breakdown. Every time looking for someone to pray for you. I believe in healing, but I believe in health. Health is 1 million times better than healing. To live without sickness. Do you understand what I'm talking? I travel 8 months plus every year. And people ask me, don't you ever get fatigued? Don't you ever break down? I don't break down because I break through.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You say you are bragging. I brag because of the mercy of God. I believe that there's no medicine on earth as good as health. When you are well, you don't need doctors. When you are well, you don't need injection. When you are well, you don't need pills. And when you are well, and one of the greatest medicine that God ever made for Christians to swallow every day, and I take it 3 times a day, and this medicine is very good, and I recommend it for you. How many would like to know what tablet that is? Say, Mary Heart. Say that. Say it. From the first time I knew this man, only his wife can testify against him. Stand up. From the day I knew him till now, he's always a happy human being. Always very happy. Only your wife can give testimony that that's not true. But from the time I knew you till now, you are always pleasant and happy. Same thing as Mrs. Yaldi. Could you stand up, my dear? Let them see you. That woman, never for 8 years plus, I knew her. I've never seen her so angry that you would have wished you didn't see her. And yet there are few people you see in life you wish you didn't meet them that day. Thank you for standing. You don't do that to a British woman, but forgive me if it's wrong. But listen, health is vital for you. Healing is very good, but it takes longer time to be healed than to live in health. If you do the things that are lawful, I'm not talking of Ten Commandments, I'm talking of healthy life. If you are active, you use your brain, your hand, your eyes, your soul, your spirit, your body, your feet, every part of your body. You can be in health and enjoy health without having sickness. No matter how many attacks come to you, you can overcome it and live well. And people ask me, you go to 15, 20, 30. Last year, I went to 31 countries in 12 months. I flew 8 months and 17 days. I was on the air every time, going from nation to nation. Korea, Japan, China, everywhere. And people say, when are you going to break down? Those of us who break through never break down. Amen. You understand what I'm talking? If Christ is the energizer, you don't need tranquilizer. Do you understand what I'm talking? If you can eat well, sleep well, meditate on the word night and day, think less of pounds and talk more of Christ. Think less of evil things and think more of good things. Even about yourself. I heard Dr. Reed say tonight, you are the worst enemy of yourself. You are the only one who can tell yourself not to prosper. I live in Africa. Everybody say Africa is bad. I say, no, it's good. Why? Because I'm there. I live in Africa. They say everybody there is poor, minus me. Why? I have a God who supplies my needs. I have a God who told me I was not born in a wrong country. I was not born in a wrong place. Wherever God raised you from is a good place. I can't run. I can't come to Britain to live. Why? I don't know. I visit Britain, but this is not where God put me. That's the word. You understand what I'm saying? So if I were to leave where God placed me to run here, then I'm running from wonderful good weather to I never smoke unless I come to Britain. That's the only time I smoke. Haven't you smoked sometime when you don't have cigarettes? You don't ever see yourself smoking? When you talk, the smoke just come out of your mouth. October, November, December. Yes, last year when I came here, I was smoking outside without cigarette. They say, how are you? And when I say, how are you? I close my mouth quickly because that was not cigarette. That's the weather in Britain. And I don't know why people are running from home to this place. You understand what I'm talking? Same thing when people leave here to come there. In Africa, we give people a warm welcome. Here, they give you cold welcome. But God knows where to raise you up from. Now, let's take these scriptures tonight and see how our own health. So the lesson for tonight is health lesson. Say health. So if we want to deal on miracles tomorrow, we deal on miracle. If we want to deal on prosperity, on Thursday we deal on prosperity. But tonight is health. Say it again.
Health.
One more time.
Health.
Good. James chapter 5. Listen to this. We are reading from verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? How many of you know that that's the question? Huh? How many of you know that's a question? It's a question. Is any among you afflicted? Let's say the medicine we are asked to eat, take. Let him do what?
Pray.
Huh? Is any Mary? Let him do what?
Sing
psalm. That's a tablet when you are Mary. Now, verse 14. Is any among you what?
Sick.
Is any sick among you? It's a question. That's not the story. He didn't say you are sick. He asked a question. Is there any among you sick? Ask your neighbor, are you sick? Say no. Say no.
No.
I didn't hear you. Say no.
No.
Is any among Is any sick among you? This is a general question now. Question to everybody. Is there any sick among you?
No.
The sick will say yes. But if the sick knew they have been healed before they were sick, they will say no. You don't understand what I'm talking. Well, 2 days ago, Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. Yes or no? No, he didn't rise. Jesus didn't die on Friday. Well, last December, he was born. Was he born in December?
No.
He was born before you were born. Do you believe that?
Yes.
In religion, Jesus is always born in December and dying in April. But in Christianity, Jesus was born almost 2,000 years ago. In Christianity, Jesus rose almost 2,000 years ago. In Christianity, you were healed before you were sick. So what do? You return sickness to the man who sent it to you. If I mail you a parcel full of snakes and you don't like snakes, do you keep it in your house? What do you do with it? You send it back to me. Who sends you sickness? The devil. Do you like it?
No.
What do? Return it back.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Get that line. Say amen.
Amen.
You know what? Wheeling chair is better than wheelchair. Do you understand what I'm talking? Wheeling chair. Willing to leave is better than wheelchair. And a person willing to leave will get out of a wheelchair. You don't need to wait for anybody. You say, what do I do if I fall? You get up again. You fall again, you get up. You begin to get up and you get up. You don't stay there for somebody to say, I heard you are sick. Sorry about that. 1 million sorry doesn't bring cure. Like people who are poor. They want to beg, please help me, I'm poor. Give a poor man loaf of bread in the morning, he needs one again tomorrow. But give him a job, and he's okay. Yes or no?
Yes.
Answer me. Yes or no?
Yes.
A loaf of bread and a good job, which is your choice?
Good job.
Yeah?
Yes.
A lift in a car and a car, which is the best?
A car.
Health and miracle, which is your choice?
Health.
Young converts ask for miracle every day. Believers ask for health and life every day. I don't want to break down Monday. If you have a car, service is on Monday, break down Tuesday. Service is on Tuesday, break down Wednesday. What do you do with such a car? Abandon it. God is not too happy to see us break down every time you become a breakdown vehicle. Because Jesus is inside you. He doesn't want to see you tow. You know what is called towing car? When they always hook you up to another truck, taking you to a garage every time. That's what you do when you are in ambulance. They are towing you to a workshop called hospital. The press men asked me when we established our hospital. They say, you believe in miracle, you raise the dead, you open blind eyes. Why are you opening hospital? I say, for those who don't have the type of God I have. They are the people who go to the hospital. And they are always there. When are you going to go there? No, I go there to pray for the sick.
Amen.
It's not me. Hospital is not for you.
Amen.
But you go there to pray for the sick.
Amen.
Somebody say amen, please.
Amen.
If you don't want me tonight, I go back. I told you I have my ticket. Same thing. Believe God that your health can be guaranteed by God. Believe God that God can give you food when everyone else is hungry. God can clothe you when everyone else is naked. God can make you well when everyone you know is down. You can be up. When your mouth says it, your heart believes it, God fulfills it. Somebody say amen. It's not every time you say, come to a meeting, you say, what's going to happen? Are they going to pray for the sick? I'm going to watch. No. time has come when every member in the church should be a healer of the visitors. That's hard for you to accept in Britain. But it's good for you. Anyone that is here have right to be well. Why? My Father's house shall be called the house of prayer. You are permitted to come here sick, but you are not allowed to go back sick. Did you hear what I'm saying? You are allowed to come blind, but go seeing. You are allowed to come here on the wheelchair, but go back a willing person. Don't die on a wheelchair. Believe God that He wants you to have your feet back. Why? Because He's our healer. All right. Let's read the next verse. Let him call for the elders of the what? Church. Let's read this with understanding. Question. Is any sick? Is any sick among you? Do what? Let him call for the elders of the what? Say church.
Church.
Say church.
Church.
Who is the sick to call? To do what? Excuse me. Listen. And let them do what? Pray over him. Anointing him with what? Oil. In the name of who? The Lord. Why are we asked to call on the elders of the church to pray? Because the elders are not permitted to be sick. Did you hear what I'm saying? But in many churches, the people that we are asked to call are in the hospital. So when you get to many churches, where's the elder? He's broken down. Where's the elder's wife? He's in the clinic. So instead of the church, hear me tonight. I'm here on a serious business. I came on assignment. I don't leave home for nothing. If you want to know how busy I am, he's been to my home. You can ask Elder Norman how busy I am. The 10 days he was in Nigeria, I was away 7 days. Come and go, come and go. I'm a busy person. For me to be here now is too much for me. Because first of all, it costs £22,000 a day to run the ministry at home. So if I'm here for one night, you know how much you are owing me. So if you can't give me money, give me amen. That's what it costs to run our general operation a day. Do I have it? No. But the man who gave me the job has it. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I'm never... Have you ever seen me thinner than since I started coming here?
No.
Do I look sick?
No.
No, I can't. You say, why? Because I'm busy. A busy man is a blessed man. Now, call on who?
The elder.
To do what? Pray. And do what? Anoint. So I'm here to talk to you on how to have anointed life. One of the sacraments that we abandon in the church is anointing. Jesus had many miraculous ministries in the Bible. But only one time, a woman that was delivered of 7 demon spirits, a woman that no deep religious organization would permit to enter the church, sat with an alabaster oil and anointed his feet. And Jesus said, wherever this message shall be preached in all generations, her act shall be used for a testimony and a memorial. Now, if you were here tonight, as you are here now, and a woman that was delivered of 7 demons yesterday, come sit near me and begin to anoint my feet, You are going to say she's not saved yet. You women in particular. You are going to say, please deliver our pastor from her hand. She's too young to be ministering to the pastor. But Jesus believes that once someone is delivered, he delivered. There's no temporary deliverance. There's no halfway salvation. That's why when people say, I'm trying to be a Christian, you don't try to be a Christian. If you are not, you are not. If you are, you are. Say amen, somebody. Amen. When you are a Christian, I want to say this with all due respect to you, brother. Your hairstyle will not be like this. Because you have to cut your head to as Christian's hairstyle. If you are a Christian man, you don't dress like a woman. Because there's no question in the Bible, who is he and who is she and he among you? Two people went to marry in Chicago church. The man was in a suit, the woman was in a suit. The woman had Jericho, the man had Jericho. The woman had earring, the man had earring. The woman painted her mouth, the man painted his own. But when they got to the altar and they stood, the pastor who says, whosoever be he or she among you, do take thee. But if the woman was like a woman and the man was like a man, you understand what I'm saying? The pastor will say, you do take her and she do take you. But when all of you, there's no difference. Christianity makes a difference. Yes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are not allowed in our home church as a man to be like a woman. You are not allowed to eat gum in the church. You are not allowed to put earring. You are not allowed. You are not. No man is allowed in my choir to Jerry Coy the hair like a woman. I believe in Jerry Coy, but it's for those who have the kind of hair. It's the same thing. You will feel embarrassed when I come here with blouse. I'm not Ben Hills. I'm not. I'm a preacher. I should look like a man. You should be able to tell whether I'm a man or a woman. Do I look like a man now?
Yes.
Am I a man?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
Do I look like a woman?
No.
And I said this in America. Many African Americans, when they dress like monkey, they say this is African style. It's not true. That monkey style. This is Africa. Africa is royalty. Africa is dignity. Those who forge their name and change their passport to live in Britain, they are not African, they are liars. If you are a Christian, there should be a difference.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you are born again, there should be a testimony.
Yes.
Don't say, I want to win the world by looking like the world. No. The Bible says, come out of them and be ye separate.
Yes.
Somebody say, big amen.
Amen.
Now call on the elders of the church and let the elders pray over him and anoint him with oil. Say oil.
Oil.
Good. So I want to give you some benefit of oil. Let's go to Psalms. We start with Psalm 23. How many can say amen so far? Psalm 23. I know you knew this when you were in primary school. In elementary school. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I like that. The only time you are permitted to lie down is when there's green pastures. Don't lie down when there's no green pastures. Healthy area. Alright? Now listen to the next verse. In green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still water, not troubled water. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Though I walk through. Say that to everybody.
Though
Now, you are not permitted to build a bungalow in the valley. You are not permitted to have condominium in the valley. All right? Walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. Okay? Listen to this. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou what? Anointest my head with oil. God anoints your head with oil. For what? For anointing. God wants all of us to be anointed on our heads. Amen. So that we can become the rebukers of the devourers. Amen. We are not the one every time, twice a week, doctors make fun of us. How is your church? We are fine. What of your pastor? Fine. What's your sickness today? Headache. Wednesday, how is your pastor? Fine. How is the ministry? Going very well. How is the choir? Very nice. What's your problem today? Leg ache. Friday, how are you today? Fine. How is the church? Fine. The elders? Fine. The musicians? Fine. What's your problem today? Stomach ache. The doctor interview you with fun. They preach miracle, they practice sickness. That's not God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't take glory in evil. It's not a testimony. Don't let the world use your life to mock the church. Psalms 92. Read me verse 10. One to go. Say, I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Say it loud.
I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
Okay. Now we've seen oil in three scriptures so far. Is that correct?
Yes.
We've seen it in James chapter 4 and chapter 5. We've seen it in Psalm 23. Huh?
Yes.
We've seen it now in Psalm 90, what? 2 verse what? 10. Let's go to 7 benefits of anointing. What it does for us. Psalm 89. 7 results. 7 gains. 7 life, 7 changes, the power of anointing. This bottle in my hand, the content inside, what it brings, the strength of it, the power of it, the miracle of it, why God wants us anointed. There are different between anointing and ordination. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. So many people are ordained in ignorance. So many people are anointed with no value. But if you have the anointing of God, every power of demon flee from you.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing what I'm saying tonight?
Yes.
This is a miracle in my hand. If this thing touch your head, which we are going to do on top, what is his job? Is he a driver?
No.
A pilot?
No.
A truck pusher?
No.
A cleaner?
No.
Does he make money?
Yes.
Does he live well?
Yes.
Does he have a wife?
Yes.
And children?
Yes.
Do they eat?
Yes.
Who takes care of them?
Yes.
You! You, your tax. Huh? He's a landowner. Is it Duchess of Cornwall? Prince Charles is what?
A landowner.
A landowner. Did he buy the land?
No, it was given to him.
Who gave it to him?
The queen.
Queen, the mother. Do you have a father?
Yes.
Is he as good as the queen?
Yes.
That's what I'm after. That's what I'm after. Do you think since Prince Charles was born, he's ever gone to labor office to look for a job?
No.
Do you think it's because he answers the name Charles? How many Charles do we have here tonight? How many people answer Charles here? No, no Charles? Okay, all right, good. Just a minute. But is that man living good life as far as eating and dressing and good having house is concerned? He got it from his line. He has royal blood. Are you hearing me? God is telling you tonight you have a royal blood. Is God sick?
No.
Is Jesus sick?
No.
Should you be sick?
No.
Why? Royal blood.
Amen.
Say royal blood.
Royal blood.
Say royal blood.
Royal blood.
Do you think Prince Williams will line up next year to look for a job?
No.
Do you think 10 years time he will apply for a job?
No.
Dear Premier, Prime Minister Major, I'm the son, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth. Kindly help me get a job. You think that will happen in Britain?
No.
Why? Say royal blood.
Blood.
Everybody say royal blood.
Blood.
The blood that sanctifies you is better than that of Charles.
Yes.
Don't make the Bible a supposition. Make it real.
Yes.
Don't come to church and jump. After jumping, you get home, you break down. Don't sing righteous song and practice unhealthy life. Every word that comes out of your mouth is good. I say it's good. Hate sickness and hate poverty the same way you hate cancer. Because both of them are from the devil.
Yes.
Every good and perfect gift comes from God.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's telling you tonight, oh, you missed my message on Sunday, Brother Norman. In John chapter 20, Mary was going to touch Jesus. And he said, hey, touch me not, for I have not ascended to my Father and your Father. And I said, wow. Before he died, his Father was not my Father. But when he rose, he made his Father become his Father and my Father.
Amen.
Jesus and I now have the same Father. And if his Father took care of him in the grave, I was reading this afternoon, the Bible said when he rose from the grave, his raiment was as snow. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pastor Reed, when he rose from the grave, the clothes he wore was as snow. And this afternoon, in my room, that's why I came out late, I spent 3 hours this evening reading and praying. And the Lord said to me, son, do you know that my son went to the grave naked almost? When he came, he died and buried almost naked. But when he came out of the grave, he had a robe as white as snow. Were there tailors in grave? Were there tailors in the grave?
No.
Who gave him the new robe? His heavenly Father. If God can give Jesus a robe in the grave, he can give me a robe in my house.
Yes.
You know what you do for me next time when I come to the church? Select me Christian. Let me talk to those ones so I can talk to unbelievers differently. How many of you are Christians now? Jesus went to the grave with little towel, almost naked. But when he rose, he dressed in a full gown, royal robe. God didn't allow him to come out of the grave naked. And if God gave him clothes in the grave, he can give me clothes in my house. Wait until you hear me on Thursday. The benefit of Easter. Why did he rise? He rose to make you and I children of God. Amen. He rose that we may no more go to the grave. Amen. He got up and became the first fruit of resurrection. Today, we can talk like risen people. Because when he died, we died with him. When he rose, we rose with him. When he ascended, we ascended together with him into the heavenlies. Somebody say hallelujah. He has made us higher than the kings of the earth. So when Queen Elizabeth is talking, Prince Charles is talking, I say, these are worldly kings. And God told me he has made me higher. Look at that again. Look at that again. Verse 27. Read it for yourself. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Do you believe that?
Yes.
About 15 years ago, our king sent for me in Benin. He said, for all you have done for this city, for all you have done for this nation, I want to make you a chief. I said, thank you very much, Your Majesty. I don't want. He said, what? I said, I'm already a prince, and no prince can descend to become a chief. I said, we are royal priesthood. I can't change that title. I said, my own is bigger, my royalty is bigger than your own. He said, how? I said, because my father is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I can't leave a bigger title to accept a small title. That's why I cannot be the Prime Minister of England. Why? I'm already bigger than England. Can you imagine? If a major can become Prime Minister of England, what of me who is a colonel? Look in America. You see how God is helping the Christians to understand themselves. The greatest president in the world today is called Bush. And in my country, Bush is forest. When you say to somebody in England, you are a Bushman, what do you mean? What do you mean? You are backward. Huh? If Bush can be the president of America, what of Midtown? He's Bush, I'm city. You don't still understand me?
Yes.
Mr. Bush, the greatest president on earth today. Major, I'm a general. If Major can be the Prime Minister of England, what happened to me, General? Point hand to yourself, say, I'm a general. Are you no more in the army of the Lord?
I am.
I thought we sing a song here. The army of the Lord. Pam, pam, pam. I'm in the army of the Lord. Huh?
Yes.
What? Benefit number 7, why you need to be anointed. The weary, verse 28, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. For how long? Evermore. Say evermore.
Evermore.
There's nothing that God does for you calling that is halfway. It's always ever more. That means what you have, you can have more. Amen?
Amen.
Benefit number 7. His seed also will I make to what? Endure for what? Ever. And his throne as the days of heaven. See why you need anointing? These are the 7 reasons. So you don't break down Monday, break down Tuesday. This thing called anointing oil. You are going to buy one on Thursday. I'm going to invoke the power that holds heaven and earth together on it for you. But between now and Friday, I mean Thursday, you are not permitted to be sick.
Amen.
You are not allowed. Go home tonight and say, sickness, this is God's property.
Amen.
Don't touch me.
Amen.
You've lost your grip and hold on my life. Poverty, turn back. I'm too precious for you to destroy. Fever, get out. You say, what do you mean? Because by the anointing, the yoke is broken.
Amen.
You say, what do you mean? Because by his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
And if by his stripes I am healed, by his stripes I have been healed. And if I have been healed, I have been healed. So what happened to my sickness? I was healed before I became sick. Why am I still sick? Because I didn't know I was healed. What should I know now that I know? I get up.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
One time, I boarded the aircraft. Because the door of the British Airways from New York, the front first class seat, could not open. They had some technical fault. And they were running late. They asked all passengers to pass through business class. So we went, both economy and first class. When I got there, I got inside. The lady said, good evening, sir. I said, good evening. He said, what's your seat? I said, this seat. Because I saw the seat was big. He says, take your seat. I sat down. When the whole passengers finished boarding economy and first class and business, they were calling. They said, one passenger is not here yet. Please be patient. And they were announcing at the waiting lounge. Passengers lounge. They were announcing, Dr. Idaho, sir, please, we are about to depart. And I'm inside the aircraft sitting at business class. So the lady who took care of me first class said, I saw him go to the aircraft. And they said, if in 5 minutes he's not here, we'll offload his baggages and we will go. And I've been sitting down for 25 minutes. So they came inside and said, if Dr. Idahosa is here, please, may he make himself known to the air hostesses. I said, I'm here for long. Oh, they said, your seat is in first class. And I said, what seat? They said, business. I said, God. And I'm here. I ran straight to first class. God will not blame you for what you didn't know. But you'll be blamed after knowing and don't use your right. Sickness is not your portion. God gets no glory in your being sick. It's no testimony. How many of you have been healed? Praise the Lord. Wednesday, praise the Lord. Tuesday, praise the Lord. Saturday, praise the Lord. Every week you always sick.
It's good you are always healed. How I wish you are always well.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, what I do now, since that day, when they say, it's time for passengers to go board the aircraft, I tell whosoever attended to me in first class, take my briefcase, follow me to my seat. So they take me straight. They get there, they say, I always like seat one because we are the head and not the tail. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I always go there. And when they put me there, I look at the seat. Before I belt up. When they say, fasten your seat belt, I fasten my feet. Because my life is not in the belt. My life is in God.
Amen.
I fasten the belt to obey the law of the aircraft. But belt is not my savior. My God, my rock, and my salvation.
Amen.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Sister, come. Listen to me. No matter what was wrong, the word is worse. Are you hearing me? The Lord, the healer of all diseases, come here. Of all diseases, has asked me to anoint you. And by anointing, every yoke is broken. Cancer is the word. The Bible said God gave him name above all other names. Cancer is a name, but there's a name greater than cancer. I know you know it, but I'm telling you now. You hear what I'm saying? You have been told that cancer kills everybody. Supposing you become the first example that killed cancer. You can. In your own case. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In your own case. In your own case, you can become the first person that say, yes, others have been healed before, but mine will be a difference. I want to be a testimony for others to see that God is a healer. Open your mouth. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
I want to do some. I wouldn't want you to use that chair anymore. Did you hear what I'm saying? Find another chair for her. And be the normal person that you are. Behave at home as any other person well. Who heard what I've said? Do your normal duty at home. Get home, eat what you were eating before you were told you were having. You used to have cancer. Until last night, which is today. Cancer died before you got here. At the cross of Calvary, your cancer was nailed to the cross. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, I want you to take these 7 benefits. I want us to practice first night that we didn't lay hand on sick in this place. I want to be rude to you tonight. You are well.
Yes.
I say you are well.
Yes.
I want you to go home well.
Yes.
Tell yourself I'm well.
Yes.
That's how rude I want to be tonight. I want to be stubborn to you tonight. You have been healed. You have been healed.
Amen.
Come here, you girl. Yes, quickly. Leave her. Leave her. Run here. Run. I say run. I didn't say walk. Run. Double up. Double up. Come on. Turn your back to me. Run back. You have your bag? You have your handbag? What did you bring? Your what? Bible. Go carry it. Bend down, carry it. Nobody should help her. Excuse me, take your hand away. Your hand is not as long as the Lord's hand. Is that your Bible? Are you the owner of the sweater? The dress? Sweater. Jumper? That's yours. Put it on. Huh? You have to learn how to hear me with the gift of hearing. Take an offering out. Take money out. Somebody give her money. No, I don't want pennies. Take your penny back. I want notes. Somebody give her a note. Plus the one you got before, plus this. Go to the hole. Carry your Bible. Put it in the hole and go home. Carry your Bible. Get to the hole there. Put the money inside. There's an offering hole. Offering box. Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services. Inspirational. World-class production.
And listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.